At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It was a big weekend in Birmingham, England. Back to the beginning, Ozzy's final show and the last time Black Sabbath would take the stage together. And before Ozzy came out to do his final solo material, Zakk Wylde threw down on guitar.
Oh, this is also just the entire, this is how Ozzy introduced everything.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
And the best part about all of it was Ozzy came out from the floor and people were wondering, well, how's he going to do? Is he going to be able to stand? He wasn't able to stand. And you could tell at times, and it was kind of heartbreaking because you could kind of see he was trying to stand.
Yeah.
Like, he just wanted to get out of that seat, but he comes out from the floor. He's got this throne with a giant bat on it.
Oh.
It's like, it was so metal. It was so great. And Ozzy, I mean, his facials, you realize this guy, he can't even stand, yet he still has more stage presence than, like, 95% of rock musicians.
And everything I heard, I thought his voice sounded pretty darn good.
It was better than I think a lot of people expected,
Yeah. Which
I thought was kind of cool. It was, you could tell like he was struggling at times, but I don't think anyone gave an F.
I don't
think anyone was going into it expecting that Ozzy was, I honestly was shocked that he did, I think, 9 songs between the solo stuff and Black Sabbath. And there were times where he had the crowd at the palm of his hand, in the palm of his hands, even though he couldn't stand. Like, you could tell he controlled that entire room of 40,000 people.
I mean, that's like the man with the most influence in metal ever.
Yeah, and it was cool. Like, every time they shoot him, and you see on the side stage, like, every rock star is watching.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then he had some final words, and he shared that with the crowd.
Come to our final song for ever. I just want to say to you on behalf of the guys in Black Sabbath and myself, your support over the years has made it all possible for us to live the lifestyle we live. Thank you from the bottom of our heart. I love you, we love you. And it's a song called Paranoid.
And this is how they ended the entire set, was with Paranoid. Some people were commenting on Bill Ward. Like, this is the first time he's played drums in a long time, and he's had some health issues. And, like, I think everyone gave him, you kind of listen to it with a grain of salt. Like, there was a moment, like, he got lost during War Pigs, and the tempos were definitely all over the place and a lot slower than you'd expect some of these songs. And some people were thinking that Tony Iommi was getting annoyed. I'm like, I don't think he was. I think he realized that this was just a special moment with these four. And sadly, two of the four are just not in the best health.
Sure, well, they're in their mid-70s, you know, they're old guys.
Somebody did text and say, make sure you like me and my wife, and did you cry during Mom coming home? Yes. And my daughter thought things were kind of weird, because I'm like, I thought I was the only one. It hit me, I don't know why. Well, I do know why. Like, I grew up being a big Ozzy fan.
Absolutely.
And then all of a sudden, he was doing Mom Coming Home, and you could kind of hear it in his voice. Like, he just... like, the voice was struggling.
I'm trying to strain. You don't come, but I ain't the
But it kind of added to the power of it because you could tell he was just fighting. Like, he was like, I'm going to get through this song and get through this performance. And you look out into the crowd and everybody's got watery eyes, including myself. And I go on social media and everyone's talking about how they're crying during that performance. And
40,000 metal hands, metalheads just weeping.
And thousands of people on their computers or their cell phones. But all in all, just a great. And I didn't realize this, that song was written by Lemmy from Motorhead.
Really?
Mom Coming Home.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that either. Makes it even more legendary.
I was reading about it. Like Lemmy had a quote saying something like, he made more money off the songs he wrote for Ozzy than he ever did for making music with Motorhead.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.